the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, suffering and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
His praise in the assembly of the godly.
I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help.
And you have healed me.
O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol.
You restored me into life from among those who have been persecuted.
Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints.
And give thanks to his holy name.
For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Without end.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for this fifth Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, chapter 6. Now in these days when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint of the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and lay hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the Freemen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. And Stephen said, "Brothers and fathers, hear me, you stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered. You who received the law are delivered by angels and did not keep it." Now, when they heard these things, they were enraged and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead.
God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor.
He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. Our epistle reading for this morning is from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. "Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 12, but particularly these words: I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is our text. In the name of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends. It was on Maundy Thursday night that Jesus spoke these words. Jesus was celebrating that Last Supper, the Passover feast, with his disciples. Jesus had just finished washing their feet, and now he began to instruct and to teach him about things that would happen soon, beginning even within the next few hours with his betrayal and his arrest. One of the things which he said was, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Jesus, of course, was talking about his suffering that he would have to endure in the next 24 hours. Jesus was talking about the death that he must die in order to prepare that place for them in heaven. Jesus was talking about his resurrection from the dead, which would assure his disciples that they too would have a victory over the grave so that they might live eternally. And Jesus was talking about his ascension into heaven, where he would sit at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for his disciples, for you and for me. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." Now you and I, thanks to history, have a 2020 vision on what he was talking about. We knew and we know exactly what Jesus was talking about in that meal. But the disciples did not know these things. As a matter of fact, Jesus' words were quite confusing to them. Thomas, good old doubting Thomas, asked Jesus the question, "Lord, first of all, we don't know where you are going. And if we do not know where you are going, how can we possibly know how to get there?" Valid question. I mean, if you do not know your destination and you do not know where you're going, you don't even know which way to start whenever you leave to get there. Do you go east, west, north, or south? If you don't know where you're going, what difference does it make? Today, there are many voices out in this world which try very hard to cause a lot of confusion, even among Christians, about how we get to heaven, to those mansions Jesus prepares for us. As a matter of fact, there are many people in our world today who are confused and have no idea where they are going, much less how to get there. They are lost along the way. Take, for instance, the atheist. The atheist has no God, by definition, has no future because he doesn't believe in eternity, only today or tomorrow, only the money that they can ascend, only the emotions, the feelings of here and now. There is no goal of heaven. There is no hope for the future. They have nothing more than the finality of death and the grave. No place to go. Kind of like that old joke about the atheist prayer line. They dial up the number and nobody answers. Then there is the theist, like Thomas Jefferson, third president of our country, the one who believes there is a God, but doesn't know really who he is. They suspect that there is a God, but they don't know how to get to him. Maybe it's through a special form of meditation. Maybe it's through some false teacher. Maybe it's through a personal pain and sacrifice. They keep searching for a new and better way to get to a God they really don't know who is. But all of these paths come up short. Have you heard the old saying, "We're all trying to get to the same place just by a different road"? Well, Jesus, in our text for today, says that that is a false saying, that there is no truth in that quote. Jesus said, if you want to see the Father, if you want to be with God, there is only one road that leads to God. I am the way. No one comes to the Father but by me. That is very clear. That is not confusing in any way. If you want to get to heaven, faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is the only way to get there. All other roads lead to a dead end. Only Jesus leads to heaven. That is what we believe as God's people. But even as clear as that is, there is still much confusion about what it means to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. There are so many different voices telling us what to believe. How can we know what the truth really is? Or as Pilate asked, what is truth? The world around us offers its opinion as to what is truth. But really, in our world today, truth is like a liquid. It fits whatever container you pour it into. To find the truth these days, our world has to take a poll to see what the majority thinks. To our world, truth varies from person to person. There is no such thing as absolute truth. It's what you think or what I think, and that makes up truth. The only truth this world accepts is what I think is true, or what the majority thinks is true, or worse yet, what those I hang around with think is true. The devil wants us to ignore what God says and thinks, and wants us to listen only to our own sinful nature and to the sinful world around us. But Jesus told us the truth about truth. He said, "I am the truth." If you want to know truth, listen to what Jesus has to say, because what Jesus taught is truth. What is truth? Jesus Christ is truth. And Jesus is life. So many people are confused today about life itself. When does life begin? When does life end? What is the most important part of a good life? The good life is certainly not found in money, because there are a lot of rich people who are miserable in this life. The good life is certainly not found in social status, because many socialites and those of higher honors are sad and unhappy in their life. The good life is certainly not found in drugs or alcohol. Those things destroy lives. They don't build and support life. So where does one find life and life abundant? Jesus said in our text, "I am the life." In another Bible passage, he said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." And we all know that if a branch is cut from the vine, that branch will die. I did some trimming of some holly bushes in my backyard this week. When I went back out 2 hours later to put those holly trimmings into the garbage can, they were already wilted and dying. Very obvious. If you separate the branch from the vine, it dies. If you abide in me, Jesus said, and I in you, you will produce much fruit. That is the promise of a full life, now on earth and hereafter in heaven. The good life, the full life, the forgiven life in Jesus Christ, can only be found in Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, living in His truth and walking in His way. A man died and went to heaven. And of course, as all these stories go, he was met at the front gate by St. Peter. I don't know how true that's going to be, but that's the way they all start. Peter explained to him, "This is how it works. You tell me what you have done, I will give you points, and when you get to 100 points, you can enter heaven." Got the rules? Okay. The man said, I've lived with just one wife for 50 years, and I was never unfaithful to her in all those years. Peter said, "That's good. It's good for 2 points. The man was somewhat surprised by the low score, but continued, I attended church every Sunday, supported the work of the church with 10% of all my earnings, and I served on the boards of the congregation all my life." St. Peter said, "Very good. That's good for 3 more points. The man was really surprised at this, but kept on going. "I helped to start a soup kitchen and mission to help feed the hungry and the homeless in my inner city of our town." And Peter said, "That's good for 1 more point. The man was really upset now and said, "With this scoring system, not me nor anyone else will ever get into heaven except by the grace of God." 100 points, said Peter, enter heaven. Only by the grace of God. Jesus said it this way, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." In the grace of God. Believe it, live it, and confess it. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, through the power of Christ's resurrection, you adopt all who believe in him. Receive us as your newborn children and nourish our faith through the pure spiritual milk of your word, that we may dwell in your presence forever. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God, you have promised to build up your church to a holy priesthood, that your people might offer spiritual sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving acceptable to you. Bless your church and bring all congregations together. Bless all pastors who proclaim Christ to us. Bless church workers and those preparing for full-time church vocation, that we may be supplied with faithful leaders and servants of your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, build up the households of your people, that your holy children begotten in baptism may grow in your grace and share together in your forgiveness and life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, your power brought all things into being and still preserves what you have made. Bless Joseph, our president, the Congress of the United States, our governor, and all elected and appointed civil servants. Lead them to honor you. Give them wisdom and moderation to lead for the well-being of the nation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Heavenly Father, For the sake of your dear Son, who has restored all things by his cross, grant healing, comfort, deliverance, and peace to those in need. Bless the sick, the sorrowing, the anxious, the fearful, the homebound, the homeless, the dying, and all who have requested our prayers, including Pastor Ledbetter and the family of Jeff Schofer. Give them wisdom and moderation to lead for the well-being of the nation. Lord, in your mercy, mercifully, Heavenly Father, for the sake of your dear Son, who has restored, Father of the risen Christ, you give us the crucified and risen body and blood of our Lord in his Holy Supper. Let us taste that the Lord is good, and continually grow up unto salvation. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your servant, St. Stephen, whom your Son has received into his glory. May we imitate him in faith and love to speak your truth with boldness, forgiving those who sin against us as Christ forgave his persecutors from the cross. When our last hour comes, let us fall asleep in him and be born into eternal life, for the sake of him who was born into our flesh to redeem it, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.